they are failed when it comes to the avoidance. May Allah protect us. The last class we discussed the other day, Salatul Layl, in Ad-Dura al-Madiyah. Unfortunately, my own lesson is not here. So we discussed the other day. And I'm sure many of us who used to believe the other day and the Lord would have started performing the other day. Like you said, Ali Salatu Salam. It is who was Abu Salih in the problem. That is the duty. That is the major activity of the pilot before we came. And like that, too, it's very important that we pay good attention to Kiyamulay. And we put the consequences of the lesson that we learned, Ali Salatu Salam. سيد ياكل الشيطان على قفا رأس أحدكم إذا هو نام ثلاثة أو ثلاثة عقب شيطان ياكل الشيطان على قفا رأس أحدكم ثلاثة عقب إذا هو نام وشيطان شيطان ياكل الشيطان على قفا رأس أحدكم on our neck, he ties three knots, and he tells us, sleep, the night is long, and the three things we need to do to pick up the knot of ourselves has to do with what? Qiyamulayl. The first one, Adlib, the second one, Adlib, the third one, Salah. Very well. So the Muslim is not the one who is the one who slept like that. What did the Prophet say about him? Alayhi salatu salam. That's a rajmi. Ba'la shaytan of his name. That's the man that shaytan. You mean pass him into his 2 years. What did the man do? The man. The shaytan, you mean the ulama say, we take it as the messenger has said it. The meaning of shaitan is to be his ears by signing himself. May Allah protect us from this. So when in the morning you wake up, you see people behave in so many ways. Many of the people are carrying the meaning of shaitan. They are ears. May Allah protect us from this. I'd like to mention 2 things about Qiyamulayl before we do. The first one, we mentioned it in the last class, but It appears that it is strange, but it is not strange. And that is the fact that the best time to observe Qiyamulayl is to start from Misbahayl. And the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, like Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam used to do, he start his Qiyamulayl also from Misbahayl. We read the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. It is also Mustafa alayhi. Likewise, the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, hadith of Imam Muslim. But the Messenger also, alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the time he also started Qiyamulayl. So Imam Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, many times we ask, he wants some of the ulama who spoke about it. Imam Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, rahimahullah, he has a book, Lataif al-Ma'arif. In Lataif al-Ma'arif, with the Tahqiq of Shaykh Isam Musa Hadi. He mentioned it in page 65. He said, Rahimahullah, that أفضل قيام الليل أوصافه أفضل قيام الليل أوصافه أفضل قيام الليل أوصافه That is أوصاف الليل أفضل قيام الليل He said, Rahimahullah, the best of standing in the midnight, the best time to stand in the midnight, after the Qiyam al-Layl, I will start to be the one in the moonlight. That is the best. So in Lataif al-Ma'arif, He gave a number of ahadith to people. And Ibn Hajar rahimahullah al-Asqalani, he in Fath al-Bari was explaining the reasons why it is when in the hadith of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that أحب الصلاة إلى الله صلاة داود. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, أحب الصلاة إلى الله صلاة داود. The most beloved of the prayer to Allah is the prayer of Dawood alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith, Messenger reported, mentioned Dawood alayhi salatu wa sallam to the Abad al-Nas. He was full of worship for Allah. Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu. So the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that أحبّ الصلاة إلى الله صلاة داود. كان ينام نصف الليل. He will sleep for a half of the night. Imam al-Bukhari, that's what I mean. Are you up to 60 years old? Those who should rest their backs are those who are for 50 years old. It will do one thing to you. It will make you not look in this direction. Not looking in this direction is against the soul and sitting like this. So we want you to come in line. Even though we can leave you there, but don't be alone. So that Allah does not look the other way from you. Because I said so. And Imam Ibn Abdul Barr said it is as we have said in At-Tamhid. When he explained his things, the hadith of Tawbah. But that is not our issue today. So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that أحب الصلاة إلى الله صلاة داود. The most beloved of the prayers to Allah is that of Dawood alayhi salam. كان ينام نصف الليل. He used to sleep in half of the night. ويقوم ثلث الليل. In the third of the night, he would pray قيام الليل. وينام ثلث الليل. And then he would sleep for the last six. This thing will be clearer if we divide the night. If we divide the night, we told us how to calculate the hadith. The time for Salat Isha, or the time immediately after Isha, up to the time of Fajr. We calculate the number of hours in between and then we use the divider. If we divide the night into six, you see that the fourth story, that is 1/6, 1/6, 1/6, that fourth 3, 1/6, how many would that be? 1/2. Now, if you bring 1/3, he said, وَيَقُوْ مُسْلِمُ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتِ. He will observe the Qiyam al-Layl for another 1/3 of the night. So you see, that 1/3 of the night will take how many? It will take 2 1/6. The next 2 1/6, 1/6 plus 1/6. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَنَامُ سُلِسَهُ. He will sleep in the last 1/6. Let's note this small arithmetic. So the first 3, 1/6, he was sleeping. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. Dawood alayhi wa sallam. That was how the Prophet did it, which will come back to it. So Dawood alayhi salam will sleep for the first 3, 1/6. 1/6, 1/6. He will sleep. Then 2 of the 1/6 that follows from after the middle of the night is performing Qiyam al-Layl. I want to see how Ibn Hajar rahimahullah explained this hadith. And it does not contradict the hadith about the fact that Allah descends in the last third of the night. So if the next from the middle of the night, you take the next 2, 1/6, how many will we get? We get 1/3. We get 1/3 so that we go back to sleep at 1/3. Okay. In the other hadith that is commonly known to us about Allah, he said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is majesty. It says that he descends in the last third of the night. You see that the last part of the night will start in between these times. It will be in between when you are on your Qiyamul Layl. Hajar said there is no difference between the two reports, but they are one and the same report, talking about one and the same thing. So the virtue that Allah defends also with the one, in fact, starts with the one who stands up at each delay. Because as he goes in his delay praying for 1/3, with 1/3, if Allah presents at the front of the night that is in some of the ahadith, it will happen within that time. In fact, it will happen for another 1/6. If you take 1/3 from behind, from Fajr, backwards, you see that you have about 1/6 from the one Allah defends. The Hajjah said it is part of the virtue of standing in this delay, between this delay and the last Sudus delay that we need. I said, and then when we sleep at Sudus delay, that is the last sixth of the night, we sleep after Qiyamul Layl, we have some time to rest after the long standing, we have some time to reactivate our mind. We have sometimes, like Aisha said, radiallahu anha, the Prophet sometimes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that last 1/6, he goes back to his family. If he meets any one of them, goes back. The last 1/6. He takes his bath, he rests, and then he goes to the last 1/6. You see, he goes back strong and, you know, active in his mind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it means that the hadith of Allah's descent at 1/3 of the night, the last third of the night, it does not contradict the fact that the first time was that Qiyamul Layl is which delay. I hope that this point is clear. But to make it clearer, inshallah, the first hadith we read in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, Ibn Abbas slept in the house of the Prophet. He slept in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the room of Maimuna, one of the wives of the Prophet Muhammad, who is the aunt, the maternal aunt of Abdullah ibn Abbas. The long story, not interesting story, but we leave the story, what led to it, we leave it aside. His father Abbas sent him to the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, Ibn Abbas said, radiallahu anhu, فنام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The Prophet slept on that night, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. حتى إذا انتصف الليل, until when the night broke into two, صلى الله عليه وسلم. أو قبله بقليل, or shortly before half of the night, likely shortly before half of the night. أو بعده بقليل, or shortly immediately after the half of the night, meaning that when did the Prophet stand up to pray? Around the half of the night. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fast recover Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he stood up at Muntasafil Layl, he stood up alayhi salatu wasalam at either Muntasafil Layl or when? Qablahu bi qalil, aw ba'dahu bi qalil, around Muntasafil Layl. The Prophet stood up. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that was when the time that the Prophet performed Qiyamul Layl. You see that it will not contradict that hadith of who? Dawood alayhi salam. Ahabbu salati ila Allahi salatu Dawood alayhi salam. It will be in its meaning. And that was what the people who had made the sharh of this hadith, they had been saying among the scholars of hadith. There's a second hadith in this meaning too. And that is the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. Al-Aswad ibn Yazid, one of the tabi'un, he asked Aisha radiallahu anha, how did the Prophet tell us about the Prophet's prayer in the midnight? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said radiallahu anha, kana yanamu awwal al-layl. Kana yanamu awwal al-layl. Ila ma say, the first third, the first 3 1/6, that is awwal al-layl. The first 3 1/6, that is, he will sleep 1/6 plus 1/6 plus 1/6. As is reported in the hadith of Dawood, that he will sleep in the first half of the night.
فكان ينام أول الليل. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ينام أول الليل. He will sleep during the first part of the night. ثم يقوم. Then he will stand up. فإذا كان من السحر أو ترى. When it becomes a little bit closer to the time of السحر أو ترى, he will make his ritual. ثم أتى فراشه. He will make his ritual and go back where? To his firash. He will observe that salah for how long? For a third of the night. And he will use the last sixth of the night to sleep again. This is also in the meaning of the hadith of Dawood alayhi salam, that كان ينام نصف الليل ويقوم ثلث الليل وينام سدسه. So this hadith of Ibn Abbas describing the Prophet Qiyam al-Layl, the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha describing the Prophet Qiyam al-Layl, makes us understand that that description of the Salah of Qiyam al-Layl is the same way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to observe his Salah. And then the Prophet had told us that alayhi salatu wa sallam, that أحب الصلاة إلى الله صلاة بيت. The most beloved of the prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Salah of Dawood, of course from the Tatawu'at. Otherwise we have come to Salawat, and we are better than the Tatawu'at. I hope that this point is clear. And we have explained that it does not contradict the fact that Allah descends in the first part of the night. Dear brothers, you only need 3-4 days to get used to this thing. 3 days. You get used to it. I know somebody who is for the past 46 years has been like that. She's about 83 years old now. The woman, she's 83 years old now. 83 years old. When I asked her, she said, I have been doing that before I give birth to you. And this woman, she will not sit down making Qiyam al-Layl. She will stand up to make Qiyam al-Layl. At 83. She will stand up to make Qiyam al-Layl. Not sitting down. Times. And usually, as soon as she lay, she will go back to sleep. I said, how did you lay? She said, our husband stuck up. And we got to sleep. Even if she's sick, she will wait that useful lay. 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock. They still wake up for Fajr. So many of us now, young people, young sisters, young brothers, our busy, getting busy now, especially women now, is about how to make money. You want to trade, you want to chop money, you want to. You can't even make Allah in whose hands the world is to provide the world for you. Women now. All that is concerned, all that concerns now, we want to make women, can't a Muslim woman create? You hardly find a Muslim woman asking you how to make Qiyam al-Layl. How do I encourage my husband to make Qiyam al-Layl? How does my husband encourage me to make Qiyam al-Layl? It's all about advertisement. I'm selling shoes, I'm selling bags, I'm selling headlights, I'm selling the cloth, I'm selling envelopes, I'm selling. Buy it. And these things take them too much of their days. Most of their days, they are busy. At the end of the day, come out, dash out, salafi, salafi, salafi. No, it's not mouth. It's not by the mouth. It's not by claim. The Prophet had told us, alayhi salatu salam, that Qiyam al-Layl is the Abu Salih. It is the day-to-day activity of those who are pious. How can you say you love someone and you don't like to be in privacy with him? Because Qiyam al-Layl is privacy with Allah. And Kulama said that's one of the reasons. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah. You see, one of the reasons for standing up in Muntaz of the Layl or in Nisful Layl is that everybody is sleeping. So you are alone. And Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali in the Qais ibn Ma'arif was mentioning some of the Salaf that they used to keep it so private and alone to the extent that some of the men would not like their wives to see them perform the Qiyam al-Layl. They would go and hide away from their wife. Because the private conversation with Allah is different. And that's why it will increase the class. Many of us these days, it is going to go, how do you want your son? You
will have. We should increase the time we spend privately with Rabbul Alam. May Allah make it easy for us. These and some of that among the ahadith, by that, the ulama say that, like we read to us from the statement of Al-Imam Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, that after the Qiyam al-Layl, how start to do it? After the Qiyam al-Layl, how start to do it? The best time to observe Qiyam al-Layl, or the best of standing up in the midnight, is the one we observe in the middle of the night, how start to do it? There are other ahadith, but I think it will suffice for us to proceed from here because of the rest of the issues we have. Or should we do a hadith? Let's read this hadith from Al-Imam Ibn Abi Dunya, rahimahullah, in his book At-Tahajjud. It's a hadith from the companion Abu Umama al-Bahi, radiyallahu anhu. He says, أَنَّ رَجُلًا قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. It says that a man asked the Messenger of Allah. He called him as the Messenger of Allah. أَيُّ الصَّلَاةِ أَفْضَلُ. Which of the prayers is best? قَالَ. The Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, جَوْفُ اللَّيْلٍ أَوْسَطُ. جَوْفُ اللَّيْلٍ أَوْسَطُ. جَوْفُ اللَّيْلٍ. In the middle of the night. Al-Awsat. In the middle of and in the middle of the night. Jawf al-layl al-awsat. In the middle of the night, the night. This hadith was called, reported by Imam Ibn Abi Dunya in his book At-Tahajjud. Sheikh Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Albani read it Hassan in his book Al-Kalim al-Tayyib. There are other hadith, but I think it will suffice for us to attention. The second thing we like to mention about Qiyam al-Layl that we did not mention in our last class is the fact that after Qiyam al-Layl there is something that is zikr for us to say. You hardly hear it. I've said it once in Makkah after we made Qiyam al-Ramadan in the middle of the night. I made the zikr. Somebody asked me, "Ustaz, what's that?" I didn't answer him. This is about 2 years ago. Last year, he heard me saying it again. He looked at me. He rolled his eyes. I didn't ask him. He didn't ask me. I didn't tell him. Many times people are like that. If you find somebody doing something strange, don't criticize him. Ask him in a nice manner. Particularly if it's somebody who should know what he's doing. Somebody who should know what he's doing. When you find him do something, ask him where he will benefit, inshallah. But if you don't ask him and you are rude to him, he will leave you with your rudeness. So for 2 years, he's been carrying the ignorance about it. I told you this has the last hajj. I was describing Salah. And I said that it was wrong to place the palm here in the end. It's wrong. One of our brothers was listening. He didn't tell me. When I finished, he said, "Why did you say it's wrong?" I said, "It's wrong." I repeated it. He said, "There's hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. The hadith of Sa'd ibn Sa'd and Sa'd. Say yes." He says, كان الناس يؤمرون أن يضع الرجل كفه اليمنى على ذراعه اليسرى. I say yes. And this is ذراع. I say yes. But you don't say it's not the book. I say yes. She said, what happened, Abuna? So I said, the first thing you do is, you must read the shirk first. Don't make your knowledge of Nahu and Sorb alone. You'll be making a lot of mistakes. If you do Garagara to someone because of Nahu and Sorb alone, you'll be making a lot of mistakes. Because science of the deen is far much more than that. This language, Al-Lughah, is wasila, is a means to an end. You are now fighting a means. You are fighting an end with the means. Oh, see the people now. You buy the people now. Why are the people now? Don't do that. So he read the Sheikh of that hadith where Ibn Hajar rahimahullah in Fathul Bari mentioned the hadith of Wa'il ibn Hujr that was explaining this dirah. I tell you, I'm saying that dirah is here. But dirah is from the tip of his finger, the middle finger, up to the elbow. That is the meaning of dirah. So if you place it here, where is it? If you place it here, where is it? So now you need a hadith to tell you where from here to here. From the middle of the tip of the mid finger up to the elbow, you need a hadith to explain to you where exactly should you place it. So if you don't know that hadith, this general hadith, you will not understand it. Quote here, Baruka. So when he read the Sheikh, he said, now come the Sheikh, the hadith was explained, that explains zirah, was given by Imam al-Nasai in his Sunan, and I have Sheikh Sunan al-Nasai by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Tirki on my phone. I often call Khalil Yama. After that, he said, okay. He said, okay, what about the first one that I said, that what will kept Khalil Yama? He said, where is that one? I said, I will not tell you that one. You must look for it. Wallahi, when we left Makkah, I was asking you, Abu Nasir, this hadith of what will kept Allah kept, where is it? I said, I will not tell you. Oh, one. If you go to see Prophet Salah Jinnabi, it is the first issue Sheikh Al-Albani discussed in Silah. What will kept Allah kept? Placing the palm of the right hand upon the palm of the left hand. I'm sure we discussed it. But the point I'm raising is, if you see somebody who should know what he's doing something or saying something, be careful about going to attack. Don't ask questions. Don't put yourself in the position of a judge over the people. Don't put yourself in the position of a know-all over the people. Be careful, because it will make you sleep a lot. More so if you are dealing with somebody who is very intelligent, you will joke with your brain. May Allah protect us all. This wicked, some of the brothers hear me say, they look at me angrily and I smile. Brother, it is a strange wicked. Imam al-Nasa'i is known reported. This hadith is called a wicked Imam al-Nasa'i. Nobody reported this hadith except the Imam al-Nasa'i. No companion reported the hadith except who waited to be calm. So if you don't pay attention very well, you won't get it. Fortunately, Sheikh Al-Fadi mentioned it in Qiyam al-Ramadan. It's there, in Qiyam al-Ramadan. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ubayy ibn Ka'b reported that فَإِذَا فَرَضَ قَالَ إِنَّ فَرَضِ. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ends his Qiyam al-Layl, قَالَ إِنَّ فَرَضِ, he will say at the end of that Qiyam al-Layl, سُبْحَانَ الْمَلِكِ. What does he say? سُبْحَانَ الْمَلِكِ. He will say it three times. Only be okay, so that it goes well. He will say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سُبْحَانَ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ, سُبْحَانَ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ, سُبْحَانَ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ. The first two, silently. The last one, prolonged, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he will say, سُبْحَانَ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ, سُبْحَانَ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ, سُبْحَانَ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ. Stay after Qiyam al-Layl. Even if that Qiyam al-Layl is one rak'ah, you make one rak'ah of Qiyam al-Layl, what should you say after it? سُبْحَانَ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ, سُبْحَانَ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ, سُبْحَانَ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ. This hadith was collected by Imam al-Nasa'i in his Sunan, the hadith of Ubayy ibn Ka'ab, and the scholars of hadith gave this hadith to the Sahih. Sheikh al-Albani gave it greater than Sahih. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopi also greater than Sahih. in Hishar Sunan Nasa'i. Zakhiratul Ukhra. 16th volume, page 678. You can go back to it, inshallah. Others among the scholars of Hadith mention it to your attention. سبحان الملك القدوس سبحان الملك القدوس سبحان الملك القدوس after our work we are the Lord whether it is 3 rak'ahs you observe or 1 rak'ah you observe or 5 rak'ahs or 7 rak'ahs or 9 rak'ahs or 11 rak'ahs or you calculated everything and it becomes 3 rak'ahs after it what should you say سبحان الملك القدوس سبحان الملك القدوس سبحان الملك القدوس I think we can stop here on Qiyam al-Layl. الإمام الشوكاني رحمه الله says وصلاة الضحى باب صلاة التطوع هي أربع قبل الظهر we explained all this وأربع بعده وأربع قبل العصر وركعتان بعد المغرب وركعتان بعد العشاء وركعتان قبل صلاة الفجر وصلاة الضحى وصلاة الليل وأكثرها 13 ركعة إذا explained that go يوتر في آخرها بركعة وتحية المسجد we like to discuss تحية المسجد with the brief inshallah The discussions on Tahiyyatul Masjid should be lengthy, but we will cut it short, inshallah. Because there are issues around Tahiyyatul Masjid about what is the ruling of Tahiyyatul Masjid. Tahiyyatul Masjid is also called Haqqul Masjid. Tahiyyatul Masjid is also referred to as what? Haqqul Masjid. So the right of the Masjid. Of the greeting of the Masjid. Fortunately or unfortunately, these two names come from weak narration. Tahiyyatul Masjid takes its name from the hadith of Abu Dharr collected by Imam Ibn Hibban in his Sahih. When Messenger said alayhi salatu was reported to have said alayhi salatu was salam that inna lil masjid tahiyyata. The Masjid has a greeting. But the hadith is rich. The second name, Haqqul Masjid, also comes from the hadith of Abu Qatada al-Ansari. The hadith is also rich. In that one it says, A'tul Masajid al-Haqqaha. Give the masjid each or their right. Give the masajid, give the masjid haqqaha. Their right. Nevertheless, the scholars of the school refer to these two units of prayer as what? Tahiyyatul Masjid or as what? Haqqul Masjid. They both refer to the same salah. The fourth hadith we read regarding Tahiyyatul Masjid is the hadith of Abu Qatada al-Ansari. Radiallahu anhu. He said, دخلت المسجد ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم جالس. I came into the masjid ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم جالس. While the Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم was sitting بين ظهراني الناس. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم was sitting بين ظهراني الناس. He was sitting in the midst of the people. I came into the masjid while the messenger was sitting amidst the people. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala, Abu Qatada said, radiyallahu anhu, fajalantu. When I came into the masjid, the Prophet was sitting down, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the companions were sitting with him, so I sat down. Radiyallahu anhu. They don't like to contradict the Prophet Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's so the I sat down. Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet said to me, Ma mana'aka an tarka'a raka'atayn qabla an tajlis. Ma mana'aka. What is it that has prevented you? And Tawka Araka say, Kobla and Fetri. What is it that has prevented you from observing 2 minutes of prayer, Kobla and Fetri, before you sat down? Why did you, what stopped you from observing 2 minutes of prayer before sitting down? Paul, Abu Qatada said, فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ I said, Messenger of Allah, رَأَيْتُكَ جَالِسًا وَالنَّاسُ جُلُوسٌ I saw you sitting down, and the people were also sitting down. So I sat down. رضي الله عنه. The Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَإِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدِ Therefore, all of you listen. When any of you comes into the masjid, فَلَا يَجْلِسْ لَا يَجْلِسْ Let him not sit down. Hatta yaruka haruka say, until he has observed 2 minutes. فَإِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدْ فَلَا يَجْلِسْ حَتَّى يَرُكَ عَرُكَ عَتَيْهِ Let him not sit down. Until when? Until he performs 2 minutes of prayer. He prohibits us to sit down until we perform 2 minutes of prayer. This hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari. It also occurs in Sahih Muslim. And in other books of hadith, Al-Imam Abu Awana, in his book, Al-Musnad, he mentioned this hadith under Imam. He called it, Rahimahullah. Al-Imam Abu Awana was a 316th century scholar, 316. He was very close. That's the reason you get it while you are saying it. Al-Imam Abu Awana is a 316th century scholar. He has a book, Musnad wa Abi Awana. He has a book, Al-Musnad. So it is ascribed to him. Musnad wa Abi Awana. Most of what is in his Musnad are ahadith that Al-Imam Muslim also collected in Sahih Muslim. For his order after me. And you will mention some of the alfaz of those ahadith, perhaps that Imam Muslim led from them. So it's like addition. You get more information from Mustakhrajat. So he mentioned this hadith of Abu Qatada al-Ansari under a chapter he called Bayanu Ijabi Rakatay. He called it Bayanu Ijabi Rakatay. This is Musnad Abi Awan. He says Bayanu Ijabi Rakatay, explaining the obligation of 2 units of prayer. Yusallihi marraju. That the individual will observe the masjid while in the masjid is a'radal-junusa'in if he intends to sit inside the masjid. If he intends sitting down in the masjid, this chapter is about ijab al-rakatay, making it obligatory for us, an obligation for us. أَيُّ سَلِّيهِ عَلَى تِجَةِ الْعَمْسِ But what he said is بَيَانُ إِجَازَ الرَّكْعَتَيْنِ Explaining the obligation of 2 minutes of prayer. يُسَلِّيهِ مَالرَّجُلِ That an individual will observe في المسجد inside the masjid إِذَا أَرَادَ الْجُلُوسَ فِيهِ If the individual intends to do what? To sit down in the masjid. It is obligatory for him to observe 2 minutes of prayer. The reason why we are saying this now, let us quickly say, some scholars say it is ijma that it is not wajib. Some scholars say that it is ijma that it is not wajib to observe tahiyyatul masjid. This kind of statement from Al-Imam Abu Awana makes us understand that don't say that there is ijma. The 3rd century, he died 350. Rahimahullah. Al-Imam Abu Awad in his Muslim says, Bayanu ijabi rakatayn, yusallihi marrajlu fil masjid, iza arad al-junusati. The chapter explaining the fact that it is obligatory on the individual to observe 2 units of prayer inside the masjid if he intends to sit in the masjid. The hadith of Abu Qatada is one evidence. Why? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَلَا يَجْلِسْ Let him not sit down حَتَّى يَرْكَ عَرْكَاتِهِ Until he has observed 2 minutes of prayer. in another riwayah of the hadith, it says, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحْدِكُمُ الْمَسْجِدِ when any of you comes into the masjid, فَلْيَرْكَ عَرَكَاتِهِ let him observe 2 minutes of prayer, قَبْلَ أَنْ يَجْلِسَ before he sits down. So it comes in 2 ways. This obligation comes in 2 ways. The first way is what? Don't sit down until you do what? You observe 2 minutes of prayer. The second way is that when you come into the masjid, observe 2 minutes of prayer before you sit down. So it came as prohibiting sitting down and obligating the qiyam rak'atayn before you sit down in the masjid. Also from the riwayah of Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim. The other hadith regarding this is the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. He said, رضي الله عنهما كان لي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دينون. The messenger, I had some money to collect of a debt from the messenger. The prophet owed me some money. The prophet was indebted to me. The story of how the debt came is very interesting, very lengthy. He had a camel that was coming from a battle. And the camel started to go slowly, and later it stopped. And then people started moving, trying to leave him behind. The prophet came and said, what's happening? Jabir, you are not moving until my camel has refused to leave. In some reports, it was said that the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rubbed his hand on the head of the camel and spoke something to his ears. We don't know what he told him. He rubbed it. And then said something to the ears. The camel stood up. And then he became the best camel of the journey. So much that the prophet himself to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now likes the camel. So he said to Jabir, give me the camel. Sell the camel to me. Jabir said, it's already yours. They will sell it to me. It's already yours. It was said that initially he was saying, I don't want to sell this camel. But then they said, okay, give it. They will sell it to me. Jabir sold it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a condition. What is that condition? I have sold it to you on credit, but I will ride it to Medina before I hand it over to you. So, radiallahu anhu, Jabir rode that camel to the end of the journey. And then he brought the camel to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would have said something here now. He bought it on his death. Let me tell you, this is the Prophet dying a camel on his death. Does this not mean that a man who is sure to get the money to buy a car can buy the car on death? This is the same proof. You saw a car, man, this car is, mashallah. You go to the dealer and say, Papa, will you sell this car to me? I'll pay you later. I'll pay you on Saturday. I'll pay you on Saturday. Take the car. Or come and take it tomorrow. Or the car was bringing you from Lagos to this town where you live. And then you say, I won't give it to you here. I will give it to you when we get back to the town. These are some of the benefits we can pick from this service. So that was how the death came upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He bought a camel of credit. From whom? From Jabir of Allah. So Jabir came to ask him for the money of the camel. He said, radiallahu anhu, فَقَالَ لِي وَدَخَلْتُ He said, كَانَ لِي عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْجَيْرُ فَقَضَانِي وَزَادِي The Prophet said to them, وَزَادَنِي And he gave me even additional money. There are a lot of issues here. When you borrow money from somebody, or you buy something on credit from him, pay him in a better way. This item is sold for 10 naira. It is allowed if you want to pay back, you can pay 12 naira. You agree to pay 10 naira, but you can pay 12 naira. It is not from river. One evidence for that is the air. You should buy a commodity on credit. You can pay for that commodity at the time that you are paying for it with a price that is more than the price of the commodity as agreed by the. There are a lot of issues under here, I'm sure. But I think we can proceed, inshallah. He said, "What about to allay his masjid for calling?" So I entered upon him in the masjid, and then the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Salli ala al-Qasim." Observe to me. Came to you in the masjid. Pray to us. So this is why the scholars say, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salim ibn Umar al-Maznoon says, "Yajibu ala al-Muslim إذا دخل المسجد." It is obligatory on the Muslim when he comes into the masjid. وأراد الجلوس. Don't forget, it is when the man wants to sit down. أي صلي ركعتين. That he should observe 2 minutes of prayer. يجب على المسلم إذا أراد. It is obligatory on the Muslim. إذا دخل المسجد, when he comes into the masjid, وأراد الجلوس فيه, and he intends sitting in the masjid, أن يصلي ركعتين, that he should observe 2 minutes of prayer. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Mazmoon mentioned this in his book, Buhiyatul Mutasawwif. And these are the ahadith he has employed as evidence. And that is the position of Al-Imam al-San'ani in Subul al-Salat. It is also the position of Al-Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah in Nail al-Awfa and others among the scholars. Let's take one more hadith that will further clarify this issue. The fact that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave all these others, there are clear-cut evidences of for the obligation of observing tahiyyatul masjid as an obligation. Those who say this from Sunnatul Mu'akkada, one of the evidences they give is the hadith of Zayd ibn Aslam, that the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will come to the masjid and go out of the masjid, and they will not observe tahiyyatul masjid. Ulama say, did they say that they used to come into the masjid, sit down and go out? Because what the hadith says is that if you want to sit down, you must pray. So if you say they came into the masjid and went out, you have not given clear-cut proof. If you say they came into the masjid, they sat down and then went out, without observing the Qiyamulayl, that was when they were. But that they came into the masjid and went out of the masjid, without observing the Qiyamulayl, there's no proof in that. Because the compulsion of observing the obligation of observing tahiyyatul masjid is for who? For those who sit down. If you must sit down in the masjid, فَلَا يَجْلِسْ إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَلَا يَجْلِسْ حَتَّى لَكِنْ مَسْجِدَ until this is what it is. So the ruling is connected to what? Sitting down. Let's see, what if the person now comes and sits down? He didn't know. Or he knew and forgot. What should he do? He should stand up and pray. If he comes into the masjid and sits down without knowing, or out of forgetfulness, once you realize that the tahiyyatul masjid, stand up and observe tahiyyatul masjid. The hadith we read concerning that is the hadith of Sulayk. Although it was collected by Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, radiyallahu anhu, it's also in Bukhari and Muslim. Jabir said, radiyallahu anhu, "Ja'a Sulaykum al-Ghatafani yawm al-Jum'ah wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam yakhtub." Ja'a Sulayk al-Ghatafani was one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad. He came into the masjid where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqtub, while the messenger was on the minbar on the day of Jum'ah taking khutbah. The Prophet was making khutbah when Sulaik al-Ghafari, came into the masjid. Faqala, so the Prophet said to him, Ya Sulaik, he stopped the khutbah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stopped the khutbah to talk to Sulaik. He says, Ya Sulaik, arakata rakatay, have you made 2 units of Salah? Qalala. Sulaik said, no. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kum farka rakatay, stand up. Of that 2 units of prayer, what? To jump with Fihima. Make sure you make them what? Quick. To jump with Fihima. Make the 2 of them quick. Stand up, cook. For 10 years that day, observe 2 units of prayer. What? To jump with Fihima. And then be quick in them. Observe them quickly. This is evidence that if you come into the masjid on the day of Jumu'ah and the imam is on the minbar making khutbah, you should stand up and observe 2 units of prayer. What is the proof? Sulaik ibn al-Ghafari came into the masjid and sat down while the messenger was making khutbah. So he asked, have you prayed 2 units of prayer? Tell me. Stand up. This is evidence that it is possible that Sulaik could have kept coming to the masjid and observed it, and the Prophet did not know. It meant that if he knew and saw him that he had observed it, the question would not be necessary. He would not have asked, have you observed the Salah? So he asked him because he does not know. If he saw him pray, he would ask him the question. This is the response to another hadith that was employed to say that the Tahiyyat to the masjid is not obligated. That one of the companions came into the masjid also on the day of Jumu'ah, and he was coming from the back, climbing the people's shoulders, coming. The hadith occurs in Sunan ibn Majah. And the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ijlis, faqad azaita wa anaita, sit down, faqad azaita, you've caused harm to the people, wa anaita, after all you came late. So sit down there. They say, oh, see you. The Prophet told him to sit down, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't tell him to observe the tahiyyatul masjid. The answer to it is in the hadith of what? Sulaik al-Ghafari. The Prophet asked him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you observed the 2 units of prayer? Meaning that he did not see him observe it. Meaning that he could have observed it and he did not know. So the response to the other hadith is that the Prophet saw him, knew that he had observed it. That was why he didn't tell him, observe 2 units of prayer. I hope that so Sulaik ibn al-Ghafari radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kum farka al-kaatay, stand up and observe the 2 minutes of prayer, wa tujawwiz bihima, and then be brief in them. So people say, oh, Kibari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ya Sulaik. So this hadith is restricted to Sulaik alone. Ulama say, finish the end of the hadith. Finish the hadith. We take it for Sulaik alone. So for the rest of us, on the day of Jum'ah, we just come to the masjid and sit down without 2 minutes of prayer. Ulama say it's a wrong position. It's a wrong position. How do we know? Also in this hadith of Sulaik, radiallahu anhu, summa qala, when he told Sulaik to observe the 2 units of prayer and be brief in them, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدُكُمْ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ, when any of you comes on the day of Jum'ah, وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْطُبْ, while the Imam was making his khutbah, فَالْيَرْجَ أَرَكَاتَيْهِ, let that person observe 2 units of prayer. While he attajawwaz fihima, let him be brief in them. Is it not a sister to Sulaik? Is it a sister to Sulaik? He addressed Sulaik and then he addressed the rest of us. But let's say he addressed Sulaik alone for the purposes of argument. Ulama say, al-amru lil-wahid, al-amru lil-jami'.
If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded any one of us to do something, who is he commanding? The rest of us.
And then this hadith is evident that tahiyyatul masjid is wajibah. Because listening to the khutbah is what? Listening to the khutbah is wajib. It's obligatory on the day of Jummah. Some of us come to the masjid, people do it a lot, especially in this masjid on the day of Jummah. This masjid. You see people answering phone calls. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. On the day of Jummah. Here, in this masjid. But do not blame the people much for their ignorance. When last did you hear one imam in this city telling the people about the rules and the manners of Salatul Jummah? People don't know. Even the imam making the khutbah, they don't know. Because this hadith of Sulaik is evident that if you are making khutbah and you see somebody doing something wrong, you can correct him. Sulaik sat down without making tahiyyatul masjid. Prophet saw him, ah, why did you sit down? Stand up. So if somebody is making khutbah and he sees somebody speaking on the phone, what should he do? Say, you stop that. I have done it before. I just remember this incident while we were in Gandhi. At the time we used to lead Salatul Jummah. Student, I was the Hall Imam. The professor is still there now, very elderly. We started the khutbah very late. Very late. So, it got to about 5 minutes before 2 o'clock. This man stood up. He said, "What is time? I said, stood up." The professor, I was an undergraduate at the time. Wallah, he stood up at the middle of the room. Five. I said, "Sit up." You sat up. I continued my work. I was employing the hadith of Sulaik Al Ghatfani. Anyone, inshallah, I beg you. See the mimbar? When you mount it, you are a messenger of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When President Bukhari travels, who becomes commander in chief of Arthur? So you see, they say the SEC approved Soso Road. So, he can't do that on his own alone as vice president. But that time that he is confirmed as the commander in chief of the armed forces, you will know the difference between an army colonel coming behind the president and a police officer coming behind the vice president. Because the gap between the two of them. Barakaba. So imams, please pay attention to teach the people what to do on Ayyamul Jummah. Boy, yes, man, see me do Jummah gaga. We don't listen. We don't do the majesty. If one governor comes into the masjid, because they are amongst the people who disrupt Salah al-Masajid, may Allah protect us and forgive all of them. May Allah forgive all of them. Say Ameen. When the imam is making the khutbah, they come into the masjid, they start telling people, go away, shift, it is not correct. And when that thing happens, the imam, when the man himself comes into the masjid, can address this issue. Not by way of attacking the ruler, but by way of explaining the generality of the truth. And many times, when the knowledge of something is common, everybody knows it. When everybody knows it, those who go against it, they will know. Okay, I say, oh, my God, so. But these people don't know. Why don't they know? The imam will not tell them. But, judge. And all these things lead to spoiling one's demand. Do you know that? Inshallah, we'll come back to Salatul Jummah in this book. I do not know that we will be able to explain this in regarding Salatul Jummah. This hadith of Sulayk will come back at that time that when the Imam is making khutbah, if he sees somebody making an error, he can correct it. There is also the hadith of Umar and Uthman bin Affan regarding ghusl yawm al-Jummah. We will come back to all of this, inshallah. It's also another evidence that if you see somebody making an error while you are making the khutbah and correct that error, then continue the khutbah. That's one point of benefit. Another point of benefit, ikhwa, is that it means that tahiyyatul masjid is wajibah. Why? Because khutbatul jummah is wajibah. وَلَا يَسْكُتُ الْوَاجِبُ إِلَّا وَاجِبُ لَا يَسْكُتُ الْوَاجِبُ إِلَّا بِالْوَاجِبِينَ لَا يَسْكُتُ الْوَاجِبُ. One thing that is obligatory. You will not stop it for any other thing. Except that thing you stop it for, it's also not wajib. If the Hiyyatul Masjid is not wajibah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not stop his khutbah because of something that is not there, wajibah. It's one of the evidences that the Hiyyatul Masjid is wajib or not. Something around that is the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiyallahu anhu, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Ibn Khuzaymah reported this hadith. Likewise, Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi reported the hadith. One day, Abu Sa'id came into the masjid while Marwa was making khutbah. So Abu Sa'id radiyallahu anhu had heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the hadith of Sulayk. After he corrected Sulayk, the Prophet told the all of you sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if any of you comes into the masjid and Imam is on the minbar, make sure you make two rakats of prayer before you sit down. They had all heard that from the Prophet Muhammad. So Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said, he came into the masjid and he was making three keys of prayer. You know the guy, the security of Marwa, they started trying to pull him to stop. As they tried to pull him, As Abu Aisha tried to pull the man down, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri was also pulling them, radiyallahu anhu, while he was still observing those 2 units of prayer. As they tried to stop him, he was stopping them. He was observing the 2 units of prayer. He said, radiyallahu anhu, that he la adha'ahuma abadan. I will not stop those 2 units of prayer. Radiyallahu anhu. Bad answer me to whom you Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After I've heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us not to sit down to make 2 units of prayer, me I will not stop it. So as they tried to stop him, he was also doing what? He was also trying to stop them until he finished. After the Salah, he said, why did you do that? So I will not stop those 2 units of prayer. When I have heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell me that I should not sit down on the day of Jummah while the Imam is in the masjid, making the khutbah until I have made my 2 units of prayer. So as they tried to pull him down, he was pulling them. Something will come to our mind about the personality of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. What kind of person is he? Very strong. As they tried to pull him in heaven, he was pulling him. I've seen a brother like that. That is very strong. That's why Allah calls companions Rijal in the Quran. Rijal. At the time he stopped, he was stopping. The question here, ikhwa, regarding Tahiyyatul Masjid is, if Tahiyyatul Masjid is not wajibah, this companion will not be insisting on observing this. He will not be. So if you say that ijma, that is sunnah to mustahabbat, you say, where did you keep Abu Sa'id al-Khudri? Where did you keep Abu Awana? Where did you keep Al-Imam Abu Dawud al-Ibrahim? Where did you keep all these people who insist that Tahiyyatul Masjid is from the wajibat, even though it is tatawwu? Don't forget that we explained to us from the beginning of this class that something may be from the tatawwu art, and yet it is what? Wajibah. I hope that the point is clear. I think this will suffice on Tahiyyatul Masjid. As we discussed it, we tried to mention some of the proofs that have been mentioned to say that it is mustahab, but those rules are disabled according to the scholars, Imam Shawkani, Imam Sanani, Sheikh Lalbad, and many others. They insist that Tahiyyatul Masjid is wajibatun on us. Let us try to observe Tahiyyatul Masjid when we come to the Masjid. It is Haqqul Masjid. What is another name for Tahiyyatul Masjid? Haqqul Masjid. Inshallah, in our next class, we'll discuss Salatul Istikhara. Inshallah. And after that, we'll discuss Raka'atani Bayna Kulli Adhanin Wa Iqamati, the 3 minutes of prayer between every Adhan and Iqam. We will add to it Salatul Tasbih, if Allah gives us a chance. Salatul Tasbih, people are always after. It's Salatul Tasbih. In fact, to discuss Salatul Tasbih should take an entire class. So that all those shubhas people are raising will discuss it and put that. The correctness of Salatul Tasbih from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ahadith regarding it are authentic. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas and his father Abbas and the rest of them, they are authentic ahadith. The Ibn Allah will discuss Salatul Tasbih also, in addition to the tatawu'at that Al-Imam al-Shawkani has mentioned in this book. I think it will suffice for us to stop here, inshallah. For a few questions, inshallah. Now, alaykum salam. You say what? Reading in the Masjid. Before sitting down to read in the Masjid, you observe Tahiyyatul Masjid. Now you need to go out to make your wudu again. If you come back in, will you make Tahiyyatul Masjid? Is that your question? This scholar has a condition. Or two. What is the first condition? Before the Masjid. If you, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ الْمَسْجِدِ. When any of you comes into the Masjid. So you can come into the Masjid. First condition, if you go, فَلْيَرْكَ عَرَكْعَتَيْ أَوْ فَلَا يَجْلِسْ Let him not sit down. So you can come here and not sit down, no problem. If you want to continue reading in the Masjid, as long as you don't sit down, you can, no problem. Just stand up and continue your reading. If you want to sit down, what does that hadith say you must do? You must make that. So each time one goes out of the Masjid, it comes into the Masjid, first condition is fulfilled. If he wants to sit down to fulfill that second condition, what must he do? Each time he does that, that is what he must do. This is a view of some of the scholars who have discussed this issue, like Sheikh Mashur Hassan Al Salman and his book Akhtar al Salman. Each time you go, because you have fulfilled the condition. It's like saying anybody who closes his eyes must pay $10. Okay. So you stand awake. And then you don't know. Are you qualified to pay the $10 or not? Because you have done what will compel you to pay $10. That is the reason why Tahiyyatul Masjid. If a person does it at a time, we mentioned 3 periods that we are prohibited from observing Salah. When the sun is rising, we are seeing it like this. When the sun is on the horizon, and at the time that we are seeing the yellow disk of the sun going into the horizon, setting. These 3 periods is prohibited for us to observe Salah. If the person observes constantly, it must be at that time. And he wants to sit down. The correct view, like that is the position of Al-Imam Shafi'i and others, is that he must observe the Tahiyyatul Masjid. Yeah. Or even on those 3 occasions. Because they are not connected to the time, like Salatul Zuhur or the Rawatib of Zuhur. Because the Rawatib of Zuhur are connected to what? To Zuhur. The Rawatib of Asr are connected to what? Asr. The Rawatib of Masjid are connected to us. So those ones are connected to the time. So you can't just let them as brokers. You let them go. You let the time go and then you'll stop. That's what it is. But these salah tahiyya to the Nabi, ulama refer to it as ratu salah. What they call it? Ratu salah. It is salah that is connected to a condition. It is not connected to a normal time. Another example of that is rakat tawaf, the 2 minutes of prayer after tawaf. If you make tawaf, and as you are ending your tawaf, you are saying the sunset. That you are saying the sunset does not prevent you from making a tahiyya to Nabi. Make your tahiyya to Nabi. Because it is not connected to time. It is connected to what? A particular action tawaf. So after tawaf, you make your tawaf after prayer. I hope that it's clear. Naam. After that, the outside we went to, is it the compound of the mosque or what? That's the concept. It is not the mosque. If you call that little young boy, look at that boy. Where is he? Is he in the mosque? Is he inside the mosque? So it's not in the mosque. You can see that there are no problems. But if he enters this door, where has he entered into? Mosque. First condition fulfilled. If he's still standing, he will not see anything. But when you want to sit down, what will he say? Come for Sunday, okay? Stand up and pray to him. Do you understand? He went out again. Maybe his wristwatch, he forgot it at the ablution center. So he did what? If he forgot his wristwatch at the ablution center, he came into the masjid. He now remembered, my phone. Phones are now gods to some people. They are Allah protectors. Gods, small g gods. Some people cannot sleep without their phones. And we had lived lives before these phones came, brothers. The phones are controlling people now. And let me tell you this. These phones you are using are trackers to you. I'm sure you know. As long as you are carrying a phone, they know where you are. Not just that. If you've been to a place for 10 years, they can give you that data. In the last 10 years, your movement. I went somewhere last year. That place, I went somewhere two years ago. That place, I've been there 5 years ago. When I was there, I went to one supermarket, one place. When I arrived, Google showed me everywhere that I came here. He gave me the date that you were here so-so days, so-so time. Would you like to go back to those places you went to on that occasion? I said, La hawla la quwwata illa billah. So why do we deny the day of Qiyamah? You didn't tell them to record it, but they are just recording it for you. How about Allah that has placed two people, angels, specifically created for that purpose, that are recording your movements and statements and actions? That's why it says, Allah is not going to fatila. In the listeners, when it's supposed to be, nobody will be treated unjustly because there's no need to treat you unjustly. Everything is on record. Pick up to Sabaka. The Prophet of the Yoma, Leika, Hasiba. It says, Ba'azul Maliyahu. Today, there is no injustice. No injustice today. Why? The records are perfect and complete. Perfect records have been kept. So when there is perfect records, is this easy to not the rule? If you are not the engineer, when records are perfectly kept, can somebody bring something no less quickly added to it? Because there is records. And to be told it can take, the record is with you. So So it's not, it's not running to any girl. It's only be open to take needs by yourself. You are the judge. Judge, tell us where you should go to. All those things you have brought to, Allah will bring it out from the earth. So, a man performs wudu and comes into the masjid. He forgot his phone there. He makes to tahiyyat to masjid and remember, he went back to search for that phone. I doubt if he will find it too. So he goes and starts searching for the phone. If he comes into the masjid again, has he come into the masjid? Okay. If he's still standing, there's no problem. But if he sits down, what does he owe Allah? He says, for liars, don't sit down. Hatta yaruka aruka. Until he performs two wounds. Whether he saw that phone or not.
Don't forget your own phone.
So what? I didn't rock with Malik Allah. It is Subhan al Malik. This is what I know that it means. Subhan al Malik. Twice. On the third occasion, it takes Allah and he learns it. Subhan al Malik. Allah. There are no women questions. You too. Now, maybe we will end with you today, inshallah. We have explained careful living in congregation sometimes at all is soon. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a number of occasions. He observed careful laying at home, H-O-F-E capital. And after it, he's alive. More difficult life. At home. Because some of the people will use this statement to justify what we have not said. We are in a generation of misunderstanding and deliberate misinterpretation. These two things. There are problems. People misunderstand something a lot. Then people deliberately turn what you say a lot in this our time. We're in a time where people will say a hadith. It's in Bukhari and Muslim. Worldwide. They know that it's a lie. But they will say, reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. So that foolish people like them will believe. If there's any time we have to create a culture of going back to search by ourselves, this is the time. Someone sent a message to me that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'udhu Billah, that when a man looks at his wife with joy, Allah is pleased with the two of them. It is reported by Bukhari, volume 4, page something to refer to. But this hadith cannot be done. When a man looks at his wife, Allah is pleased with the two of them. Reported by Bukhari, volume 2, page. So we are in a generation of deliberate misrepresentation and what? Misunderstanding. Because the people's intellect are down now. It's one of the signs of the lockdown. And that's why we are emphasizing the fact that to perform Qiyamul Layl in Jama'ah is only at home. Don't take your head at Abuna Sinti one day that you can pray it in Jama'ah at home. No sir. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed it at home with Uzayn from the Yama. The hadith of God is Ash-Shama'i Ba'al Imam. He observed it in Abdullah ibn Masud. Radiallahu alayhi wa sallam. and he observed it with Abdullah ibn Abbas. That first hadith of Ibn Abbas that he read is that Salah ibn Abbas, رضي الله عنهما, went to join the Prophet in that Salah. So he allowed to observe it at home sometimes. He was not doing that every day. But for observing Qiyamul Layl inside the masjid, it is only sunnah in the month of the Ramadan. Is it clear? Ask your second question. See what? You should continue to change the most without me now. We are also seeing the Muslims of Sarandos. We are not seeing people who are the new ones. There is a Sahabi al-Jamil, and his son was a Tabi. It was the Jamil of al-Mujmil, and his son Ibn Muslim, who was a student of Abu Huraira of the Lord, Mu'aym al-Mujmil. The two of them, the name they used to call as Muslim or that they used to confuse the Prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you do that in a place like one small city near Mina, it's rough me. It's rough me. Head more people do to me, but one man she there like yeah. It's their own meeting, father and son. The father was doing it when he died, his son took over. They used to perfume the Prophet's message. The only place I've seen that's been done is in Makkah, Medina. If you make such down the road like this, you'll not be in a haste to raise your head. You will be enjoying the event. Some people do it as a walk. Make the masjid pleasant to those who come. Some people unfortunately do the opposite. They bring bad smell into the masjid. They don't all understand that فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَتَعَذَّى مِمَّا يَتَعَذَّى مِنْهُ بَرْضُ عَدَى. The angels are discomforted. They are brought discomfort by the same kinds of things that bring discomfort to us. So if you bring bad odor into the masjid, what are you doing? You are bringing discomfort to the malaika who come to worship with you. Likewise, if you bring good smell odor, you might think of goodness. So Islam encourages us to do this. Use perfume. Even when you want to use perfume, it is not israf. Don't mind those people who will say it is israf. Madam, I know. It is from the sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam to use perfume. The companions used to be using perfume. And being clean at all times. He told us alayhi salatu wasalam, Inna Allah jameel yuhibbul jamal. Allah is absolutely beautiful. And then he likes beauty. And then in the law of Bayyidus, Layat Ibn Iyam. So please let us pay attention to things like this. We read this last chapter, I think it came from the women, and it is not connected to Tashiyat al-Masjid. It is part of their question. Can a woman trim her hair or cut part of it for treatment? Such as dandruff, yes, she can do it. She can do it. There are hadith in Sahih Muslim that some of the wives of the Messenger sometimes they will need to cut part of their hair, they will cut it. More so if it is for health purposes like this, for treatment, you can cut the hair. But don't cut it to resemble kufar. Don't cut part of it, leave part of it. People do punk, things like this. Don't do your hair like the hairs of the top. So you're allowed to cut part of the hair. More so allowed to hear it made for such cut. I think it should suffice for us to stop here today, inshallah. Subhanakallahu alhamdulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Oh, God, I gave you this question.